This is a morning episode. I wanted to start doing this special little morning episodes and clips really in the start of my day. So I am not really a stay up late person. I am more like wake up hella early person. So today I wanted to share a special episode. You are magic. It's today's episode. I just became Reiki certified, level one certified this past weekend. And it was like a very beautiful and really open, like eye-opening experience for me. It was a 5-hour training live. I mean, live virtually in person, one-on-one. And I loved it. And I literally got a card from my beautiful mentor and, teacher. And I will leave her information down in the notes so you can go ahead and follow her and find out more about that. But she sent me a card and it said, "You are magic," and we are magic. And so today we're going to be diving a little bit more into like the woo-woo, a little like more energy weird side of things. And I call it the weird side because I think that is my little weird little side of things and perspective. And also today there's more of a mind shifting episode, just really like a mind perspective type of episode, really diving more into tapping into your own self and leveraging those weird or different little quirks that make you, the importance of it. And I also going to be sharing a little behind the scenes about Pinterest. So I did a live episode for Pinterest. It was the Barbie tutorial. And it did so well. This is the first time they're actually rerunning it tomorrow. So I'll get in the show notes. I'll put the little link. If you want to watch the rerun tomorrow, you can see me live without makeup. My hair was really natural. How I handle different comments, some of them kind, some of them not, live in person. That's the episode for you. Like, you totally want to see that. And I had a lot of fun with the amazing people that were so kind, had amazing questions. And I just think it's a beautiful episode. Like, if you love doing lives or you want to start doing lives or education, how do you handle objections and hard things that happen? That's the perfect like live rerun for you to watch on Pinterest. So I'll post that in the bottom. But first, let's tap today into like, you are magic, right? We are magic. We are magic. Growing up, we each have our own life story, and there are things that makes us unique or different. There are things that you do, it doesn't matter, we can both be hairstylists, we can both do the same service or thing for a living and have a different perspective and way of explaining and doing the thing, although we're doing the same thing. Please tap into that magic part of yourself. So, part of my magic, I believe, and I want you to tap into this, and I'm going to give you a journal prompt. What are things that make you different from everybody else? So write down in your notebook or in your notes, or you can do a voice note. What makes you different from everybody else? And the easiest way to find out this, which I wish somebody would have told me this easier and earlier in my career, is find somebody who does the exact same thing that you do. So you guys can do the same type of service or same type of business, but what makes you different? Sure, you guys can do the same type of service, but what makes you unique and different, okay? So with this whole Barbie thing, and I've been talking about this, like I think I started talking about it 2 months ago. I shared that, with the Barbie marketing and everything, they've done an amazing job at that. Attracting people that love and don't like Barbie. I started talking about the importance of Barbie for me. Although she didn't exactly look like me, I remember always seeing the blonde Barbie. She represented I could be freaking anything and everything. And I didn't have just to have one label. And that was a very important part of me growing up. And I didn't get to enjoy her because I was older when I came back to the States. I left when I was 3 years old to live in Guatemala. And then I came back at 9 to live. I got, with my adoptive grandparent, or I call him a grandparent and then I call him dad. But he was like my dad and my mother and my grandpa. I call him grandpa. He was an amazing human. He's the one who taught me how to love baking. He taught me that I could work in an office. He taught me that I could be stronger than I thought I could be. So I'm very grateful every day for him. He's such an instrumental part of my life, although he's no longer here with me. There are things in life that are going to make you you, right? So I did an episode of Barbie. It was interesting because somebody actually asked me when I was live doing this. And I'm sharing this giving you context or giving you a background story to where we're going with this episode. When we create out of our special, unique self. So I decided to do a Barbie episode. I got my nails done because I wanted to. So I was already planning to get my nails done. I decided to do Barbie since I was doing a Barbie episode. And I wanted to show up as my authentic self because for me, that's what Barbie represents, right? So I took a big risk in showing up as me, without makeup, without my hair being done, in this natural dry form, just with a little frizz dismiss shampoo so it would tame my wild ass hair as I did this live. And that was part of my magic. And I had an idea and I wanted to execute it. It worked. I started with a short video, which I turned into a live video. You have that magic too that makes you uniquely you. And it can have nothing to do with Barbie. I just shared with you the backstory of why I ended up doing that. So I want you to think, what makes you different? What makes you you? Maybe you are not a loud, outgoing person, and that is totally beautifully okay. You're gonna attract people like you. So I have a different type of personality. I really feel like I am very introverted. Okay, I know I am very bubbly and outgoing, and I love talking to people, but I am very energy based, okay? And I trust that. And it may sound weird, but I try not to be impacted by other people's energy, but I just can't, my body can't help it. I just kind of know if somebody I meet is going to be good for me or not good for me, or we're going to be a good fit for each other in our lives. And I choose to trust that. And I think that's the first time I'm really sharing that with anybody, and I'm sharing this here with you. Outside of my immediate circle, is that I trust that part of my magic and I trust that weird part of myself, beautiful part of myself. So trust those beautiful, unique parts of you. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit that creativity and magic that comes through from you. And I really wanted to share that because I think, excuse the alarm, somebody upstairs waking up. I think it's so important that we start really tapping into the magic of ourselves and into the magic that makes us us. You have amazing ideas and inspiration that need your action to come through and bless you and help you grow. And in this episode, I'm just sharing a little bit about the Barbie and the Pinterest background of it because that was an idea that came naturally, okay? It wasn't trending yet. I know now there's tutorials on Barbie nails and Barbie makeup and Barbie hairstyles and all this stuff is really Barbie outfits. Barbie is heavy right now, right? But starting to die down right now. It was I got this thing of inspiration. I could have decided and to not do anything with it and not get the aftermath of what has happened after all this. And I'm sharing that with you because I think it's so important that you don't ignore your little inspiration whispers of doing things. And action is so important. So let's really tap into number two, action, right? The importance of action in your magic. And if you don't believe in your magic, in your special sauce, in what makes you different, in your unique way of being or how you do things, okay? It's so important that you tap into action. I love this, and I know it comes from the Bible, I believe, or I don't know if it's just an inspirational quote, but it's faith without works, You know, it needs both together, right? And you need to have faith or belief in something, but also like works, action along with it, right? So it's so important that you really start taking more action. And that's why I always call it imperfect action. I know I hear some other mentors and other people, educators out there that I look up to and that have helped me along the way, that you just need like B plus work, you know, put out your B plus work. And for me, I just call it imperfect action because my work is not B plus. Like I try to do my best work. I don't have a grading system because I don't want to do that to myself. I just try to do my best. And I know it's not going to be perfect. I know after I post it, I may want to change the audio. I may want to change the words. I may have wanted to choose a different picture or a different thing or done something different. But I think it's so important that we get it out there. Your growth is determined by the amount of action you're willing to take. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. Your growth is determined by the amount of action you're willing to take. None of us get to the point of growth without being willing to take action and be willing to be strong at it. So let's tap back into that Pinterest live episode that I did last week. I really love that I had, you know, like some people call, you know, I used to call them trolls, but I had some like, you know, just people have nothing better else to do. Say some not so nice comments. So the beautiful thing is I know how to delete them or block them, which I love to do. So I had my laptop. I went ahead and blocked them. And then I, you know, I made the announcement, right? Standing up for yourself. So in your magic, in your belief of yourself and stepping out into being your authentic, true self or truly what makes you you, right? Your differences and those little things that nobody knows about you. Sometimes people are not going to be so kind. So I always say like, you know, remind yourself that these people don't know you. Like most of them are strangers and the ones that do know you are not going to be there to harm you, right? On the contrary, they're going to be there to help you and lift you up. So I really love that we have the power that even when you're creating for your magic, I know something that holds back a lot of people. I even see this with my own students and people that I coach is that, well, what if people don't like it? Or what if nobody shows up? Or what if somebody does something unkind or says something unkind to me? And that's when you can take back your power and do like take the action to, you know, remove it. So I really believe that we all have a limited amount of energy. So if you woke up today, you get to choose how you're going to utilize your energy. Maybe you're going to go to work. Maybe it's your day off. It's a day of rest. You get to choose how to utilize your energy. But there is going to come a certain point of the day that you're done. Like you, that's all you can give for that day. That happens to me a lot when I do computer work or I do my office work. Right now, I'm about to start a big launch as an affiliate for somebody. So that's taking up a lot of energy. I know I'm very limited with what I can do during that time, right? So knowing how much energy things take, I don't like to waste my energy on things that do not require it. One of those things are not so nice comments or things like that. So I'm just doing this little part of the episode. It feels so uncomfortable to even me, for me even wasting time on this, but I think it's really important to emphasize when those things happen, you have the power to remove, to block people. And I know some people don't even care. They're like, whatever, you're giving me free engagement on my page, so they'll keep it on there. I just don't want that kind of energy around me, so I just delete it or block it. That's just what I choose to do. But you get to have that power. You get to have the power of allowing them to give you more engagement on your things, or you can remove them. I choose to remove. I just think it affects everything. So like, I just don't like it, I remove it. So just remember, when things happen, it happened to me during that live. That's how I handled it. And then I gave a beautiful thing called boundaries, right? You get to have boundaries. So in your magic, in your special sauce, in sharing your special work, what makes you you, it's okay to have boundaries. I literally, on that live, I'm like, okay, if you have nothing nice to say, please know that you will be removed. So let's keep everything kind. Thank you. I put up a boundary and everybody knew what was going to happen. Like, you still got the choice. People still had the choice to leave or had the choice of not be kind, but they knew what the repercussion of things were going to be. And I know it can be very hard, especially as women or as humans that get brought up to be nice, 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 right? Like, for me, culturally, as a Latina, it's like, we don't talk back. And, you know, like, it's all about being, like, a mom. And it's all about doing 20 million things and not complaining out loud, you know. But now we get to be more vocal, more real about things, which I love how that has been shifting. But when I was younger, that was not the case. Pretty much you hush-hush all the hard things of being a mom and a woman. And you had a certain thing. And if you weren't outside of that, people name-called you and they kind of like shown you away, right? And that was me growing up, because I was very different even as a teenager. And I knew that. But instead of like judging myself, I started really stepping into owning those weird, quirky, magical parts of myself. And I want to invite you today to tap more into what makes you you. You don't have to have a loud voice. You don't need to be super bubbly if you're not. You can be very powerful in your quietness. You can be very powerful in your realness. Currently, my voice sounds a little different. I am healing from a really bad cold, and it really got my throat. But I know part of what makes me and part of our magic is that we get to own those weird parts of ourselves and the evolution of ourselves. Rather than stopping myself from sharing this episode with you, which I would have done in the past, because my voice doesn't sound like it usually does, I'm willing to show up with my raw healing voice and share with you this special magical episode that you are magic. And you have special things that make you you, and special inspiration and ideas of videos, of photos, of products, of services that you want to create or share with your community, with your audience, with your clientele. Don't dim your light just because others don't understand it. Don't dim your brilliance because others are not tapping into it or signing up for it. Be okay to be willing to try it and allow it to evolve to become what it is meant for you. I just did a previous episode yesterday, so this will be posted on Friday as the magical episode, because I just feel intuitively for me that feels like this is when it needs to come out. I did an episode about online courses, the online education, the three educators that really transformed my life and business, and also what I've learned in my own journey becoming an educator for in-person and online education, and some free amazing tools that are coming out next week that I'm going to be sharing for you, with you from one of the three top persons that really transformed my business and my life. So she has amazing free tools, and I'm going to be sharing those with you next week. We get to evolve, and things are not always going to be easy, but I can promise you that when you really tap into your own magic, into being truly who you are, which may be different than how everybody else does things or is or runs their own business, that you will be able to evolve and grow and allow abundance and new opportunities to come into your life. Sometimes we judge ourselves because we feel like we are too late to the game. At this point now in my life, I'm 37. I started beauty school when I was 30. I graduated beauty school by the time I was 31. So, you know, I've been licensed for, it's going to be 6 years in October. But I've been doing this for 7 years, right? Because really, like, into beauty school, like, I just really started, like, marketing myself and really tapping into this. And during that time, it wasn't popular. That's what I'm talking back in 2016. You know, I mean, like, even Reels did not exist on Instagram. I was doing short video at that time. Intuitively, that was part of my magic. I just felt good. I was doing a lot of lives during that time on Instagram. That felt really good at that time. And the only reason why I'm sharing that with you is because you have that magic in you too. You have that special thing that makes you you. That the more that you share, the more that you tap into that realness, the more the opportunity and abundance will come to you. Opportunities don't come by sitting on the sidelines. Opportunities do not come by overthinking things and not doing them. I really truly believe that opportunities and growth and business comes through action. And I know this past week has been a beautiful example, even for me, of like how important it is to take action and to put myself out there. And I'm going to be very raw and authentic with you and sharing this behind the scenes. So I've been running an ad and somebody tried to shut me down 3 times, my ad. And it's just literally a free Pinterest guide. Okay. So it's nothing crazy. And saying that, you know, like saying I violated the, you know, community rules, and so I had to like talk to Facebook that I didn't, and they had to double check it, and they're like, no, you didn't, you're fine. So they just kept allowing to run my ad. But that ad has brought a lot of like also business for me this week, and I'm sharing that with you because that's the part that nobody shares with us that I want to share with you today. That part of being our magical selves, part of being your magical self, part of your special, what makes you you and unique and putting yourself out there, is that sometimes there will be opposition, but don't take that as a negative or something to stop you. On the contrary, see how much growth can come from it. And it's that persistency that's going to help you grow and step into your next level. I truly believe that we all grow and evolve more into a higher self, into a better self. You get stronger at doing things with repetition. So this weekend, I know if you're a beauty professional, like Saturdays are my busiest day of the week. And, you know, sometimes Fridays I'm doing weddings or I'm doing, you know, like trials. I want to invite you. For on Sunday or whichever next of these days is your day off, take just 1 minute and write down, make that voice note. What makes you magical? What makes you different? What makes you different from others in your industry? What makes you you? What have been some ideas of things that you want to do? And what is one thing, just one, what is one thing that you can do this upcoming week to tap more into yourself, to tap more and share more of that special magical sauce that makes you just you? And I want to promise you that you do not have to do things like everybody else. I'm on a point now where I'm no longer doing some things that I was doing before, and I'm okay with that. Things evolve and change, and I know where my energy is more useful. You don't have to do it like everybody else. I just really want you to welcome and share who you are, and that it's okay, and that the more that you're able to tap into your unique self and share that with the world, share that with your audience, the more that things become clear, the more that we get clarity. And part of evolving in our evolution into the magic, right, as I'm stepping into this next level as well of growing into my higher self and growing my business into something, you know, into its next evolution, is that be okay with the unknown. I want to welcome you to be okay with not always having that what the big next step is. I love taking action. At this moment, I'm taking action. But I'm not really sure what the next big thing for my business in service of others will be, but I know in time it's going to come up. Like, I know it's going to show up for me. And I know when I see the next step, I'll be able to take it. So part of that magic in business, and I really want to share this with you because I think this is one of the biggest questions that I get. It's like, how do I continue to be consistent? And how do I evolve over time? It's also like taking action, but also allowing that magic of the unknown. I don't always know exactly how things are going to magically play out for me. And that's why I want to end this episode with sharing with you. I will put the link for that Pinterest TV rerun that's going to be showing. They're going to be running on that live that I shared with you on this episode. And that's such a beautiful ending of this that I didn't know that part of following that little like intuitive hunch of doing that video, short video, which I then ended up doing live, would turn out to like all these other different things that happen. You know, like I did a short video, then, you know, that week Pinterest reached out to me, then I did it live, and now there's, you know, it did so well. I was just authentically following my intuition of what I should do during that episode. It did so well, now they're doing a rerun. Those are the magic steps that I didn't know. I didn't know that just making this one short video would lead to these other things. And that is the magic of the unknown that I am welcoming you and inviting you to do for yourself. What happens if you just start doing the videos and start posting the work that you feel intuitively you should? Although it may not look like everybody else's, although others may not be doing it at that time, which is what happened, it just feels right. Be willing to trust yourself more. I love having mentors. I love taking education. But most importantly, it's so important that we learn to trust our inner selves and our inner knowing, because you know more than you think that you know. So trust yourself, tap into yourself. And I hope that this episode was super helpful for you. Please take what resonated and actually is in alignment and is helpful for you, and the rest you can leave behind. So much love. I will see you back here next week. Till then, bye, love.